Good afternoon, everyone. Here's your midday market update at the Merck. Strong weekly corn and soy export sales across the board this morning were mostly ignored by the grain futures market, as fresh six-year lows in crude and the U.S. dollar moving back toward its weekly highs have kept the trade focused upon the deflationary trade in corn and beans. Throughout today's session, new highs in the dollar corresponded with new lows in corn. It would appear that the corn is trading more like wheat today, especially in light of more political talk around the ethanol RFS over the past few days. Ethanol remains about 1.7% lower on the day, serving to pull the corn down. Speaking of wheat, it has been able to fight the strong dollar trade today, as winter weather in the wheat belt has turned drier and colder on the most recent computer models. Currently, hard red futures are up about 2%. Livestock futures are also back on the defensive, as fund shorts have likely re-entered the market now that the Fed has spoken and the dollar and energy markets have reacted. Until next time, this is Mike Zuzlow. Please remember, there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options, and the impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.
I have it, sir.
105.
Woohoo.
All right, thanks, David.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet.
Bye.